You're out of the office, you don't return my call. You're missing at the gym, no one's seen you run at all. Used to see you every weekend, all the time that we spent. Partners in crime, having us a time. We used to have benefits, but that was the end of it. Since you got your new boyfriend, I heard all about your new stupid boyfriend. Yada, 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 your new stupid boyfriend. Oh my God, your new stupid boyfriend. Made a fucking deal.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And this is episode 141. And this music was brought to you by, actually, someone that sent us their CD to our post office box.
Oh my God, we got something in the mail.
I know, it was awesome. It's by a group called Winsome Griffles. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
And they're from California. And they just wrote us a note asking if we'd play some of their music.
From San Francisco.
Oh, they are from San Francisco. I guess it's okay that we're playing their music though, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So, let's see. Let me read their little thing here that they sent us. The name of the CD is... Where's the case? I don't see it.
It's behind that big ass.
Let's see here. It is called... Winsome Griffles, Meet the Griffles. So, actually, it's a whole CD, and we'll be listening to another song later on in the show. But I was so excited because I opened it up. I was like, oh my God, somebody wants us to preview their music.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What's that shit in the Britney Spears song? Where she's like, yeah. Oh yeah. You know, where it's like
with
part
the
of
chain.
Well, it's like part of the beat is like her going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we played that on the last show, though.
Oh, okay, well, it was funny.
Yeah, so. But I emailed Larry Bob. He's one of the people, one of the guys that are in the group. And
Larry
just to
Bob.
Thank him for his CD, and thank you for sending us something to the post office box. And he said he ran across our podcast about a year ago and thought with our sense of humor that we'd like the band's CD, so we'll go ahead and play some music from it every time we have a show. So that first song was Your New Stupid Boyfriend. It's pretty funny if you listen through the whole thing. Maybe at the end we'll play that.
Right.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. And we don't go to the post office box that often. I think the last time I was there like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So
if it was sent back then, our bad.
Well, he sent it to us last week.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
That was cool. But then awesomeness entered our post office box. And I really wish we'd have checked this earlier. But Nessa from the We're Mean Because You're Stupid podcast sent us Valentine's Day cards. And they have cute Tinkerbells on them.
Thank you, Nessa.
Thank you, Nessa. We love you. Oh, I don't know if you know this, but I'm their number one bitch on that show now. Well, Nessa's and Fairy Princess Holly's, because everyone was wanting to be Walt's bitch and nobody wanted to be their bitch, so I emailed them and told them I'd be their bitch. So that means you have to be their number two bitch, Herb.
Right.
But that's kind of hard because he doesn't listen to any other podcast. He doesn't even listen to this one.
Right.
That's kind of sad.
Shut up.
No, it for real, it's sad.
No, shut up. All right, so I'm going to start off the show talking about some things that I like that everybody should check out.
Wow, I thought it would be later on in the show.
No, I'm going to do it now. I didn't write it down because I'm kind of just coming up with them.
Oh, first, do you want to tell everybody your good news?
Right after. I'll do it right
okay.
after. All right, everybody, anybody who has LiveJournal or anybody who's just into pictures and photographs and or wants something to look at while you're at work, definitely check out this website. Go to www.fuzzysquid.com/lj.php. Basically, it's like a feed that shows the immediate latest 50 images posted to LiveJournal. So every time you press refresh, it's something different because, you know, there's definitely over, like, you know, 10 million people on LiveJournal. So just, you know, it's like constant new pictures. And the cool thing is when you hover over each picture, it'll show you like the link to the journal that it came from, so you can meet all kinds of different people or, you know, check out different people's lives and stuff. And a lot of them I'm taking for my own, and I'm going to post them on the blog because some of them are really funny. It's like I don't know, just random stuff. I mean, it's just any picture that's posted at any time. So none of them are private posts. So, you know, if you have a live journal, don't be worried that you're going to post something private and it'll be on there. It only does the ones that are public. So, and it's very not safe for work. So if you have one of those jobs where, you know, whatever, or you're 26 and you live with your parents, do not.
Stop. No, I can't do it. I live with my parents. I'll get spanked.
Are you going to get
Stop
grounded?
It. I don't even talk. Don't laugh either. We don't do that in this house.
Right. So if you're one of those, don't look at it because it really does show anything that's public. Usually communities that post like nudity and things like that are behind like a cut or they're private. But you never know. So just keep an
Your
eye
out.
Your
mom's cut.
But it is really cool because it's just, you know, there's just always something to look at. It's kind of like Twitter, but with pictures. The other thing is that hopefully the Wii will get to use some of their old licenses for their older systems. Cause
is that a rose made out of crochet?
Where?
Right there on that picture.
Oh, yeah.
That is so West Virginia back fairgrounds or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it on the website then.
Yeah, post that shit.
Oh, crazy. The other thing is that, okay, well, what I was going to say was that hopefully Nintendo can kind of grasp some of their licenses that they used to have because there's a lot of really good N64 games that I want to see on the Wii, on the Virtual Console, and I know tons of people have a Wii. So it's probably not going to be on there. There's a game called Extreme G. It's a really cool racing game from, you know, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. Good stuff. I just picked up like the fourth one on PS2. It's been out for like 4 or 5 years, but I just haven't gotten around to it. So it reminded me, oh my God, I used to love this game. And the problem is the people who made the game don't exist anymore because their company went bankrupt. So they probably won't be able to use that license, which is why, you know, GoldenEye and, you know, all like all the rare games like Conquer and Killer Instinct aren't on the Wii Virtual Console because they don't have the licensing for it. So anyway, if you're out at an older game store, if you're at a GameStop or an EB Games, pick up Extreme G. It's good. If you liked it on N64, you'll love it. Yeah, and also go see Jumper. We saw Jumper the other day.
Jumper was the shit.
Yeah, it was really
good.
And
let me, I just want to say this. If Herb likes it, then it's a fucking good movie because Herb doesn't like anything.
I'm picky.
And as you all are aware, and Big Fatty even said this, sometimes you're hard to read.
Am I?
Yes, you're very hard to read.
What do you mean, like by looks?
Like, well, I think people have,
like, think
they can't
know?
Tell. Well, I guess because they can't see us, they can't tell if you're joking or not joking.
Right.
So I'm going to need you to joke a little bit more.
Okay. Can I masturbate you while I do it?
Don't touch me. Stop it. I'm 27.
Pedophile. But yeah, go see Jumper. It kind of reminded me of like another movie, but I can't think of what it is. But the main reason that I liked this movie was not because of Hayden Michael Christensen or Hayden, what is his name? Hayden Christensen Jr.
Hayden Christensen. I don't know. He's just
What's weird though is that one of my best friends AJ is also named Christensen and like his last name and it's like a junior and Hayden is somewhere around there. I don't remember.
Do you
exactly
have our Wii number available?
Yeah, I do.
Hold Speaking on for a second Wii. Because I need to put it in.
Okay, well I'll just tell everybody
mine,
right now
and you can tell everybody. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. Number. Okay.
Are we good with the dead
I know
air?
It's four or something.
All right. Our Wii number for anybody who wants to add us is 8476-7111-1397-7743. So, yeah. Add us on Wii. Let us know who you are, though, because we'll be like, who the fuck? And
we just don't add anybody. We don't want.
Well, the thing is,
we don't want to have unprotected Wii sex and get Wii AIDS.
The thing is, if they add us, we can't tell until we add them because you can't send messages between each other anonymously.
Well,
so go on our blog or give us a call and tell us that you added us, and then we'll add you back, or else we won't know. And then we can get some crazy ass memes and we'll show you our Darth Vader and Family Guy Wiis. Pretty cool.
They're awesome.
So yeah, go see Jumper. the main reason I like this movie is because, yes, the plot was not amazing. Yes, the acting was not like fantastic. You know, it was overly decent. I mean, it was like a little above average in a couple different ways, but it wasn't like specializing in anything particular. But it was just like fun, and I enjoyed it, and it wasn't stupid. But it was still not, you know, it was a no-brainer, but it wasn't stupid, you know. So it wasn't Bad Boys 2, but it wasn't, you know, I don't know. It wasn't Kill Bill either. I mean, it had the action of both of them, but it wasn't a ton of talking and then a ton of mindless, you know, gangster speak. Like Will Smith is so good at. But yeah, it's just...
Will Smith's a Scientologist. Have we talked about that?
Oh, it's terrible. But the main reason I liked it is because a movie like Jumper, you cannot do in any other era than right now. I mean, you could probably try to pull it off in the 80s or the 90s, but seriously, the computer animation, this is one of those movies where it makes a difference. Like, dude, Lord of the Rings, I know it's Lord of the Rings, but to me, Lord of the Rings could have been done years ago because, you know, it was in New Zealand. It, you know, the area was not photoshopped. And even though they had lots of CGI people and lots of beasts and stuff, they could have done that with animatronics. And, I mean, look at Braveheart. They had tons of people on a field in a huge battlefield war. I mean, they could have done it. You know what I mean? But Jumper is like, there's no way you could have pulled it off in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s or the 80s or the 90s because it just would look, it would have looked terrible. And the CGI was like fucking awesome. Like, the two guys are like fighting on the street and they're like teleporting between like each other and the fucking air and they're driving in cars in the sky. And I don't even know. It's fucking awesome. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. And there's definitely going to be a sequel because at the end, of course, you know, cliffhanger, that's how it goes. Which totally doesn't spoil it, so fuck you. But it really does. There's going to be a cliffhanger. So hopefully there's not, like, three of them, like every other movie. Like Pirates of the Caribbean, you know. I just want, like, two good movies, like Predator, you know. Like that's fine, just two. So yeah, go see that and pick up Extreme G and go check out that fuzzysquid.com/lj.php. It is really, really cool. It'll keep you busy at work. That's my spiel. Go ahead.
Awesome.
Oh, and good news. Okay. I got a job.
Yay!
Yeah.
At the Chop Shop.
Yeah, I'm working at a place called the Chop Shop. It's like
at the Chop Shop.
It's like a rockabilly style burger joint
at the
diner.
Chop Shop, yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's
do you wear short shorts and wear a white shirt and get them wet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't wash cars. I wash burgers. I wash meat all day. Mm. And dishes. Oh.
Do you wash meat with your mouth?
No, that's at home.
Oh, okay.
I like it. You know, it's all right. It's free food all day. The money's not too bad, given circumstances that I'm not going to discuss. I can wear whatever I want, and I can look however I want, and all the people are pretty cool. But seriously, guys, it's 2000 motherfucking 8. If you are in the restaurant business, everybody listen to this. If you're in the restaurant business, you must have an industrial fucking hose of a fire hose, fire hydrant sprayer in the sink to do the dishes with, because all they have at the Chop Shop is a terribly low pressure faucet and like a sponge. It's like doing industrial restaurant style dishes in your home sink. It like doesn't match up. You have to have the equipment to clean it right, and then they wonder why we're there, you know, 3 hours after we close because the dishes take so fucking long because it's more manual labor than it should be. So to me, I just think that's kind of stupid. But it's a wife and a husband that own it, and their kids are there and stuff, and you know, it's a pretty cool place. It's pretty chill, and it's fast, man. They get that food out fast. So, and it's probably one of the best restaurants in Lakeland, I think at least. I don't know. I think it's really good. Burgers that rock. That's what they tell me. So yeah, I got a job. It's temporary. I'm looking for something else in the meantime, and we're looking for a new place to live, possibly.
Yes, and it's taking forever.
Yeah, but I mean, we've seen some really cool places, and we just got to decide and do what we got to do. So, Ricky, take it away. I'm going to eat my food.
Let's see. What else do I have to talk about? Oh, we got some feedback from some listeners. A couple listeners. Let's see.
Was it salty?
Oh, don't you want to talk about Paul in London and his feedback to your question? I think you should, because he wrote a long comment. I think you should at least discuss it.
Mm.
He will discuss it after he stops chewing. I think one of the listeners emailed us and said, please don't eat while we're recording because it's fucking gross.
Dude, whoa.
That does sound gross.
Whoa. That's gross, but like, you know, Jesus anal rape isn't. We've talked about way worse stuff than listening to me eat. I'm sorry. I'm having dinner. I haven't eaten anything all day. I'm hungry. Shut the fuck up.
Do you know what? I was listening to We're Mean Because You're Stupid. And somebody asked Fairy Princess Holly what she gave up for Lent. And you know what she told them? Jesus.
That's pretty good.
That's a big picture.
Yeah, all sizes.
So, yeah, go ahead and discuss Paul's comment. And, well, discuss the question first and then Paul's comment.
It's an amazing thing. Last time on Fellow Monkeys, I was talking about how hard it is to get a job. And seriously, I mean, counting the chop shop, this has been like the 26th place that I've applied to. And I got it. Thank God. I don't know how. I just walked in there and I was like, dude, I really need a job. Do you guys need help? And he's like, yeah, what are you looking for? So blah, blah. It's really terribly hard to get a job. I don't know if it's this town. I don't know if it's just this time of year. I don't know because I've gotten jobs at all different times of years. And, you know, it shouldn't be this hard. So I said that last time, and Paul from London, who I still need to see a picture of, but just, I don't know, he sounds cute the way he writes. I don't know if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
No, I think it's just because he's cute.
Is he really cute?
I don't know. Him. Well, he's cute automatically because I'm sure he has an accent.
And like a strange
looking
penis.
And he's coming here to the States, and he'll be like staying in the Tampa area, so we'll get to hang out with him.
Did you hear what I said?
What'd you say? He has a weird penis.
And like a strange looking penis.
No, he doesn't have that because remember he was born in South Africa.
So he has an AIDS-ridden penis?
Stop it.
I'm joking.
That's mean.
I'm terrible. I know. Shut up. You laughed.
I saw that smile. I did not laugh.
Yeah, even the dog's laughing.
AIDS
see?
Is not funny.
So Paul answered that in England they have like a very structured way of getting jobs. It's like you just do it, and getting fired is like a huge deal. And I mean, what it basically said to me is that it's a lot more old fashioned, which, you know what, I think is cool. He said that a lot of like internet, you know, applications and things like that are in their infancy. And I think that's awesome. I mean, internet, you know, applying for jobs on the internet is kind of convenient because it's like, oh, do it from your house. Yeah, but it's also like, do it from your house and not get a job because it's just, you don't meet anybody and you don't actually do any work. You're not actually walking around and filling out papers and handing them to people and smiling and putting on your best A game. You're on the internet sitting in your PJs, you know, oh, yeah, I want this job. Click, click, click. Click, and then if you wait too long, the fucking application resets, and then you have to do those surveys where they ask you a billion questions, and they base it all on that and not the kind of person you are. So I really don't agree with that kind of thing. I think it makes it easier for the employer, but not easier for the employee, I mean, for the consumer. And I think it should be easy to get a job because everywhere always, I mean, any place you go into, they always need extra help. That's why nobody's ever in the right section, you know, like in Home Depot. Oh, that's not my department. And it's like, well, obviously you guys need more people to work here.
I hate that more than anything.
Yeah, it's always at Home Depot too, like all the time. It's like, well, I don't know anything about lumber. And it's like, well, I'm going to stick my wood up your ass if you don't help me right now, motherfucker.
And when you say wood, you mean?
I mean wood, like splintering 7 inches of wood.
Okay, I'm uncomfortable.
You love it. Oh my God.
All right, so Herb is eating like his most favorite meal ever.
I love it.
Oh my God, Finbar. Please go away. Thank you.
Yeah, Finbar jangles his collar and loves to do it right in front of us, and it makes a lot of noise, and it's very annoying.
A lot of noise.
And meanwhile, in between shrieking and barking and pooing on the floor, the cat is meow, meow. Oh, I think I'm going to throw up. Meow, 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 blah. That's the cat. It's like every time you open a can, even though I swear to God he's never had canned food in his life, he always has dry food. You open up a fucking can and he's like, I was a cat who had canned food in another life.
No, no, no.
I hear the noise.
That's not why he does it. He does it because when I used to eat tuna, I used to let him lick the can out. So now any can that you open, he thinks it's it.
Yeah, you know, it's
now
funny.
You know, and knowing's half the battle.
When I was a kid, we used to have this cat, Coco, and all you had to do was fling open the glass sliding door because he went outside for the night, and turn on the can opener, and you'd see him jumping and running across the hills over fences and houses and cars and people, and it was like, meow! And he'd fly into the house, and it was like time for what's that cat? Whiskers. Remember that shit?
Whiskers,
with the
yeah.
can, yeah. Mm-hmm. Before they had like the easy open top, you had to do the can with him, you know?
Right.
So,
excuse me.
Damn, Gassy McGee.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, Gassy today.
I don't want to know.
Let me tell you what happened.
Guess what I'm going to be gassy about after this?
Yeah, because you're eating green beans and baked beans. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, real quick, though. This is one of my favorite meals. It's very simple to make. It's all canned food. I know everybody thinks it's gross, but just try it. It's good, I promise. When I get bored and lazy and don't feel like actually cooking, I like to make Easy Mac with or without ketchup because some people don't like ketchup on the macaroni.
Yeah, that's gross. Ketchup on eggs are gross, too.
I'll get two.
Gross.
All right, so I like to do Easy Mac and then French-style green beans. Not regular ones because those taste different, but French, the long ones with the seeds that come out of it. And then Bush's baked beans, like, you know, barbecue or whatever flavor it is. And mix all those together and on a plate, and it just, it's so good. I don't know. And it's healthy, too. I mean, it's good for you. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite meals, and that's what I can't get enough of. So,
how's that go again? Slow motion. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And junk and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that guy's cute.
What guy?
Never mind.
Where?
Never mind.
Let me see. Oh, he's straight.
Uh-huh. So we went bowling the other night, and I totally beat Ricky.
I'm sorry, but I
beat you by 1 point.
I am the master of Wii bowling.
Whatever. Okay. It doesn't matter when you're throwing a 16-pound ball down the thing, not a Wii remote, into your plasma TV.
Well, I'm still cool, right?
Well, I mean, Wii bowling's awesome, and I think I'd rather do that, but I just can't believe I actually beat you. It was pretty funny. Because you were like, you suck, you're retarded. And then I looked up and I was like, hey.
Yeah, and you had like a broken finger.
Yeah, I burned the fuck out of myself at the chop shop and my middle finger, which, you know, it's funny when you hurt yourself and then you realize like how much you actually use that part of your body after it's hurt, because then every time you're doing anything.
Yeah, like that time you had that sex with that guy and you had blisters all over your penis and then you didn't realize how often you use your penis.
Ew.
Remember that?
I think that was
your ex. Was pussing, and then green furry things started coming out of it. And then you had to go to the doctor and have it removed, and then they put another one on, like Michael Jackson's nose.
Ew. Have a fortune cookie.
You have a paper mache, Peter.
Your boobs just bounced like in rhythm.
My boobs are fake.
It was like bum 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 bum.
So, yes.
But yeah, so, you know, it's just funny when you hurt yourself and you realize how much you use that body part, because everything you do, like, hits that or bumps into it.
Everything I do.
And I realized once we got to the bowling alley.
For you.
That I was, you know, oh shit, I have to use that finger to bowl. So, yeah, it kind of sucked.
I want to talk about our friend Wagner.
Oh, Wag?
Every time we go somewhere, she fucking knows someone.
Dude,
it's
she
awesome.
She reminds me of myself in Phoenix. That's how it was.
We're totally going to take her everywhere we go so we can get free shit.
Yeah, that was. It's totally cool to have a connection person like that. And it's awesome, man. She wants to make me enter her drug dealing protege. But I totally didn't just talk about that.
We'll have to beep that out.
Oh, no, we won't. I didn't say anything.
No, we're going to have to. Yeah, we're going to have to beep that part out. Anyway, there should be a new Tales from the Wagon coming soon.
Oh, definitely.
I can't. What's that?
The eye ring.
What is the eye ring?
It's something somebody made. You're silly.
Oh, okay.
I can't go back.
Oh, did you see where they reduced the price of the iPod Shuffle to $49.
Let me guess, because it sucks already.
And they're going to make a 2-gig one for the same price as the 1-gig, the $79 one.
Let me guess, without a screen still?
Yeah, without a screen.
That's
but terrible. That would be awesome for me to use at the gym.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
It's terrible.
Awesome
now
at the gym.
Now that you have another Windows laptop.
Oh, we got to talk about that too.
Well, no. Everybody listen, though, real quick. This is totally not about iPod. This is about bullshit. Don't ever buy an iPod Shuffle. Everybody's like, well, it has the clip and I work out. Dude. Go buy a really tiny Sansa. I can't remember what the name is. Sansa, which is SanDisk, which is SD cards. They make an MP3 player now that's as small or smaller than an iPod Shuffle with a clip and a screen and an FM radio, and it lasts twice as long as the Shuffle and costs half the price. Trust me, go get one of those, or go get one of those Creative Zen Stones, same size as a Shuffle with the clip, but and it has a screen.
Let me tell you that if you have a Mac, you cannot use any of that if it's an AAC format.
Right. So bust out your Parallels or your Boot Camp and get your ass together.
Boot Camp, it doesn't work that way.
You can put that music on Windows.
I don't have enough space for that.
Do I use iTunes for Windows?
I don't have enough space for that.
You don't, but other people do, is what I'm saying.
Well, who cares about other people?
What I'm saying is it's possible. Don't go buy a Shuffle. They suck. They're only putting it down at $50 because they know nobody's buying them anymore.
Whatever, I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy a silver one.
I'm going to clip it on your balls.
It won't fit.
Yeah, but it'll still turn on.
So let's do a little bit of listener feedback because we do have some.
Wait, our free laptop? What?
Oh, yeah, we have a free laptop. We got it from... It was awesome. I didn't finish the story because I thought you were going to hurt.
Ricky's coworker had some problems with her computer and her Wii and whatever, so I went over to help. And... It really didn't take me that long. They were really nice people, but I was like, you really shouldn't pay me any money because it was easy, but whatever, man. So she was like, yeah, this is our daughter's laptop, and it broke like a little while ago, and she bought it in like December of 06, and I was like, let me see it. And it's the same exact laptop as I have, except it's a different processor, but it's the same thing. So basically, we got our friend Brett, who is definitely better at hardware than I am with computers. And he figured out that the hard drive was done. So all we did was we got another hard drive from our friend Dan and stuck
for
it in there.
For free. Faux free.
Right. Bam. It works. And then what do you copy?
Before he gave it to me, I was like, what's that smell like?
Well, what do you call it? Brett had a copy of Windows XP. And then today I figured I made the internal wireless card work. And I updated all the drivers. And I put on Winamp and all the extra stuff. And now... It's like a really fast computer that doesn't, because it doesn't have anything on it, we're just going to use it as like a dummy computer. For
like in the bedroom.
Right. For like whatever we need.
Like porn.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing is we can be in the bedroom and stream the stuff from my computer, your computer to it without actually having it on it, which I think is awesome.
So yeah, it's Windows, but it's cool.
And it's free.
Like whatever. It was free. Yeah.
Free equals amazing no matter what.
Free is for me.
Bitch.
All right, so let's see what else we got here. We have some listener feedback. But first, Herb, continue to talk while I drag some phone calls over to this computer real quick.
While you drag out our dead air time like you do all the time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, all right. I got another thing for people to check out. If you have a Nintendo DS, which apparently lots of people do, go buy Contra 4. Yes, it's the same Contra as back in the day on Nintendo. Yes, it is still just as awesome. Yes, it got better. You can play like co-op with another DS, so you and your friend on separate DSs can play co-op Contra, which to me is like, oh my god, that's amazing. If somebody would have told me that when I was like 4, you know, when I was playing the original Contra, I would have like shit my ass. And I hear it's still just as hard as the old Contra, but you know, not the cheap bullshit where it's like, dude, that guy didn't even touch me, and you know, one hit death. Yeah, so. Go pick up Contra 4. It's really cool. I heard it was awesome. I haven't played it yet, though.
Awesome. Sorry, I'm still
transferring
information to my computras. Stole that from Big Fatty. Yes, I did. So here we go. We have some listener feedback. We have Lauren who says, all right, should I do this like in a voice that I think they sound like?
Do it like I make fun of women. How they all sound the same.
I can't get that high, but I'll try.
Yeah, you can. Just squeeze your balls. You could get like fucking 9 octaves out of those balls. That's how big they are. You could be like Mariah Carey.
My name is Mariah Carey. That's as loud as I can go. That was sad, wasn't it?
If I get burned, like, oh, shit. When I get burned, that's when I scream. And Colin, my best friend Colin, knows really well because we used to work at Subway and we get burned by the ovens all the time. So the other day, I was, like, taking the pizza out and it was like, ah! But more, like, more.
You need to back away from the microphone when you do that. All right, so this is what I think Lauren might sound like. I'm not for sure. If it's not what you sound like, Lauren, you can always give us a call at 206-984-FOUL and tell us what you sound like. Or, yeah, tell, not, whatever. So,
hello, foul monkeys. This is,
I can't go
this
there.
Is Lauren.
This is Lauren, listener of Mini Queercast, and now yours too. Just thought I'd write to say I love the show. Been listening for about a month now. Oh, too far? Sorry.
Too soon.
You keep me laughing out loud at work, which is always proves amusing for my coworkers. I think you had an episode asking for all the straight listeners.
That is true. We did ask for all the straight listeners to write us, and apparently Lauren's the only straight listener
that
we have. Yeah,
because the rest are all facts, right?
Because no one else responded, so you're all queers. I am one of them, in case you still wanted to know. Can't wait for the next show. Love it.
I'm totally posting these on the blog. These pictures are fucking...
So that was Lauren, and then I wrote her back, and then she said, I'm not going to do that voice anymore because it hurts my throat.
Wait, is that John Mayer?
Yeah.
He looks Espanol.
This hurts my throat, but it says, I listen to Archer and many others at work all day. I think I probably heard you on his show, or maybe from the Match the Podcasters on the LFC. I have added you on MySpace and just added myself to your Frapper map. I live in a cold and gross South Bend, Indiana, home of the Ramble Redhead. RambleRedhead.com. Anyway. Wow. Hopefully soon, though, I'll get a new job someplace nice and warm and move the hell out of here. Any openings in Florida? Herb, are there any openings in Florida?
No.
I told her, actually, I said, so many people die here each day that there's openings everywhere. cough into the microphone. That's what people want to hear.
I covered my mouth.
Not enough.
Unlike you.
So we have another listener named Allie who looks like that she may be from Florida.
Allie Sheedy.
But she goes, oh my God, I'm new to listening to your podcast, but I love it. Just one question. When are the others going to be on? I'm talking about Ryan, Steffi, and Misty. I've gone back and listened to them, and oh my God, I want to hear them again. If you can't do that, could you just give us an update or something? Seriously, though, I love the show.
All right, here's what's happening. Hold on, Ricky, keep talking.
Misty has been sick, and actually, she's starting to get better, and I told her we need to hang out this weekend.
But we hang out with her tentatively. It's very, like, whenever, you know what I mean? It's
right.
like a usual thing. And Ryan is, like, Mr. Addicted to WoW. And busy with Stephanie raising her kid. And they moved again, so I'm sure they've been busy with that. And we haven't hung out with them in a long time, and
we should soon.
That's how it goes.
So after we get all moved and everything, maybe we can get everybody back on the show.
Dude, if I saw a stop sign that said stop
Hammer Time,
I would fucking
I would totally put on my skates.
I would stop.
I'd put on my skates and my 1988 MC Hammer pants.
See, I would actually stop and not do my California stop like I always do in the car.
So let me tell you probably what I was wearing at that time. Probably a pink a pink Dayglo shirt with my leopard print MC Hammer pants with white socks and probably, what shoes were popular then? Oh, Reebok pumps.
Oh, those are the shit. Remember when LA Gear came in?
Oh my God. That was awesome.
With the lights, and we were like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And then we all went to the beach, and then all of our shoes got wet, and they all stopped working. Yeah.
I don't remember that. Sorry.
Oh, you know what? I know Ricky's like, whatever. I think it's going to be funny.
No. What? Please don't talk about that movie.
I think it's a cool idea. Did you see Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
No.
Did you see The Science of Sleep?
No.
Well, you should.
Are both from the same people? Is that from the same people?
Michelle Gondry, yes.
Ugh, that movie looks so stupid.
But you haven't seen the other two.
I
so
don't care.
That's like the only reason why I want to see it is because he's so good at stop
motion.
That's
a waste of my brain space.
All right. Well, shut the fuck up because I'm going to explain it.
Don't yell at me. You got to go to bed
with
me.
Just shut up. Just shut up, please.
You shut up.
No.
No.
Don't insult something that you don't know anything about.
Just playing with you.
I know, but you won't shut the fuck up for real. All right. So everybody go out and see Be Kind Rewind.
If you could see his if you could see his face right now, you could see like the devil lighting up.
Yeah, Ricky loves to talk and talk. And it's his podcast, but later I'm totally gonna stuff my cock.
He's saying shut the fuck up in sign language with the same just like
No, I've been like this the whole time.
I know, that means shut the fuck up in sign language.
No, it means I have a cramp. Oh. all right, so Jack Black and Mos Def are going to be in a movie called Be Kind Rewind. It's by the guy who does Eternal Sunshine and The Science of Sleep, which is kind of the only reason I want to see it, but I think it looks funny. It's basically this guy, well, Jack Black, you know, goes to visit his friend Mos Def at the video store, like Chuck Blockbuster, and he ends up erasing all of the videos by accident because they're all VHS. And so all the people come in, and, you know, it's still a place of business. So they're like, well, I want to see this. And they're like, well, shit. So they decide to recreate all of the movies and record them in the back of the office. So it's, I just think it's cool because it's like you're going to see lots of odes to, you know, to actual movies. Like they're going to do Ghostbusters and The Godfather and lots of other different stuff. And I just think it could be really hilarious because I could totally see myself doing that. Like, oh, shit, man, we're going to get in trouble, you know. So I don't know. It looks funny. I'm going to see it.
Mm. And I wanted to say that we went to Target the other day and I got a box of wine and that shit's a bomb.
Yeah, and we got some Italian soda.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's all right. It's kind of it's kind of tart.
Yeah, both of them were, right?
Yeah, they're both like really sour. I mean, it's like
what kind did I get? Blood orange
and
something?
Blueberry pomegranate.
No, yes, blood orange pomegranate, right?
No, blood orange.
Oh,
and then blueberry pomegranate.
But anyway, I wanted to thank...
But yeah, it's like Archer Farms. It's Archer Farms soda, and they come in wine bottles, and it says Italian soda on it. So if you're at Target, check it out.
Wait,
it's
so it's not really Italian soda? Like it wasn't made in Italy?
Well, it's
like
Archer Farms Italian soda. I don't know if it's. I don't know if Archer Farms is in Italy.
Well, anyway, I wanted to thank How Much Do We Love for suggesting the wine because it's great. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
Right.
It's real cute. It has its spout and everything.
I thought it was kind of weird. I didn't know they made wine like that.
What does that say?
An Iron Maiden plane.
Oh.
Like the band, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. That's
God.
In there.
Oh, my God.
Look, Iron Maiden.
Look. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Is it Law's cat?
No, and the cat's tail is like right there. Oh.
Put it on the page.
All right.
Right. On the page.
Everybody go look at the blog. I'm going to post a bunch of pictures.
Yes, and I think I posted pictures there. Oh, yeah, something, whatever. I don't know. So what else we got to talk about?
Oh, my God. Do you remember that?
That is a placemat.
Right, at Denny's.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I'm so putting that on there. Dude, that's the shit. I used to love that when I was a kid.
Yep,
I used to live right down there. I'm going to go on paint, and I'm going to circle where I used to live and where we live now.
Okay.
So, all right, we're done though. We're out.
No, I want to say one more thing.
Now.
On Big Brother, there's this person that's on the show that apparently did like a gay jack off porn.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I didn't hear you.
On the show Big Brother, there's a guy on there that has like a huge dick. Okay. And apparently he did a gay porn because he's like homeless or something. I don't know. But anyway, I found a copy of that porn, and I know that some of the listeners may want a copy of that. So, in my generous heart that I have right here.
Couldn't they just find it on
Maybe not.
YouTube?
I don't know. But this kind heart that I have right here. You see it right here, Herb? Right here.
I can't see behind your balls.
Right here. See it? Oh, is that Heath Ledger? Too soon. Anyway, I have a copy of that video, and if you would like, you could actually leave us an iTunes review. Mm-hmm. And if you do, I'll send it to you for free.
Right.
All right, so I guess we're out of here. We have the post office box until the end of next month. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I'm gonna post that on too.
We have the post office box till the end of next month, and I'm not for sure if I'm gonna renew it because we haven't really gotten a lot of stuff in it. So I don't know if it would just be worth it if we just give our home address out. But then I'm kind of nervous because people stalk us.
Or so just get free stuff. But okay,
yeah. So send us stuff to our post office box. Thank you, Nessa, and thank you. What was his name again? And that's not your fault. It's just that I forget a lot of stuff. His name's Larry Bob.
It comes from years of marijuana.
I think Archer's rubbing off on me.
Uh-huh.
So, people send us stuff to our post office box, 725 Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Give us a call at 206-984-FOWL, right? Yes. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Add us to your MySpace, Facebook,
wherever
Frapper
at,
Map. Check out the blog.
Wherever you're at,
I stuck another picture of an anal tattoo on there. Taffy, go take a look at it. It's hot.
It's so nasty.
It's so hot. All right, so I guess we're out of here. We're going to play another song by the Winsome Griffles. Which one do you want to play?
The other one that you played.
The Birthday Party Clown?
No, pick something different that we haven't heard. Wait, I was going to say something, though. The other thing I want people to check out, we just downloaded a bunch of covers from LJ Mixtape. And
they're posting way too many covers now.
Yeah, there's a lot, but I mean, there was a really good one. Everybody go to www.sonza.com. It's S-O-N-G-Z-A. It's like a free music search engine that streams music, so you can listen to anything instantly, anywhere, at any time, and make playlists and share them. The only thing is you can't download them, which is how it stays legal. So it's pretty cool if you want to just hear a song that you don't feel like finding to download, or if you just want to show somebody something at their house and you don't have your stuff with you. But anyway, go download. I can't believe it, but I actually like it. Dolly Parton does a cover of Shine by Collective Soul.
It's good.
Which everybody knows that song. If you don't know what I'm talking about just by hearing the name, trust me, everyone knows Shine. Yeah, everybody knows Shine from Collective Soul. But she does a really good job, and it's actually not a bad country song. Like, it could totally be a standalone song. Like, even, you know, if it wasn't a cover, it would totally be an okay song by itself. You know what I mean? So, check it out. Dolly Parton, Shine. Anyway, we're out, Ski.
So, let's just play the rest of Your New Stupid Boyfriend.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, so we'll start that over. Have a good night, people. We miss you, and we'll try to get recording sooner and faster and better. And junk and stuff.
I had the winning.
Oh, wait, we have telephone calls.
Now you take off the pads.
Let's play one telephone call.
Okay.
Here we go. Uno momento, por favor. Here we go.
Ricky, first of all, I have to tell you, you sound so bored on your voicemail. You're like, keep it fat, I'll keep it fun. But also, I have to tell you, I saw a movie today that scared the fucking shit out of me. And not even in a I'm a stab everybody way, but in a I'm pretty sure we've lost some children because they've been brainwashed way. I broke down and rented the movie Jesus Camp, and all the children, they go to the camp with the crazy bitch lady, and she tells them about abortion, and she tells them that people are killing babies, and then they're holding little plastic fetuses of different stages of being a fetus.
Ew.
And they're crying about it.
The babies?
Oh, God. Fuck.
Yes, like, the plastic babies.
And they're fetuses, Ricky, the fetuses. That's what I'm saying to you. And then they, like, have a cardboard cutout of President Bush, and they all cry and, like, pray on him and junk. You have to watch it, but you're going to, like, probably be as scared as I am. Like, I don't know if I can go to sleep right now, Ricky, because I'm going to be thinking about little plastic fetuses and also small children that have been brainwashed. And they're like, oh, it's so scary. Oh, God, Ricky. Plastic fetuses, okay? Bye.
All right, so that was Lala. So I want to check that movie out because apparently it is really fucking weird.
Oh, and here's your phone. I'm going to put a picture on that.
Oh, I wish I did have the red one.
No, but what? It doesn't matter. It's just the color.
I wish they had a blue one. But
why don't you just get a red case?
Here we go. You ready? We're going for... This is Your New Stupid Boyfriend by Winsome Griffles. And check it out. And if you like it, you can go get their CD at cdbaby.com. Check them out. And they also have a video online on YouTube for, I think, this same song. Let me check the email because I'm stupid.
My review of it is, it's better than Gravy Train.
They have, it's Birthday Party Clown. Do a search on YouTube and you will find it, which we'll have to look for that when we're done. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Your New Stupid Boyfriend.
You're out of the office. You don't return my call. You're missing at the gym. No one's seen your aunt at all. Used to see you every weekend. All the time I spend. Partners in crime. Having us a time. We used to have benefits, but that was the end of it. Since you got your new boyfriend. I heard all about your new stupid boyfriend. Yada, yada, yada. Your new stupid boyfriend. Oh, my God. Your new stupid boyfriend. Made a fucking deal. Up, come crawling back to me. If you never make up before the next one, if you ever find one as faithful as me, as stupid as me. We used to have benefits, but that was the end of it. Since you got your new boyfriend.